Blog Talk Radio.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. Whatever you're going through can't be compared to what you're going to. Yeah. After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. From you, let Him hear from you. Oh, let Him hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. Hallelujah. Anyhow, don't let depression get you down. Through sickness or pain, remember God, He still reigns. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hands and praise Him. Tap the reins in your prayer.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We are praising you, Lord God. We are thanking you right now, Lord God. We are sending praises up in the atmosphere, because when the praises go up, the blessings do come down. And right now, it is a time of Reflection, and we are celebrating the fourth anniversary here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Minister Leslie Priest. I'm from Stockton, California. We have a beautiful, amazing speaker today, Minister Mosby from the New Home Ministries in New Orleans, Louisiana. It is a time of reflection, and this is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enhance, enrich, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without one apology. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. That scripture comes from Ephesians 2:20. So join us daily, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. We appreciate your support. The call-in number is 858-683-1334. Please email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com. Or mail us any prayer requests, praise reports, offerings, or anything that you would like to share with us and have us share on the broadcast live. Our address is New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 7502, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70175. You can also visit and like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook. You can visit our website, www.newdestinyministries.com, to hear our archived messages. You can visit us on Twitter at newdestiny54, and we also have a YouTube available for all to hear. Our all-time stats, our total listens are 79,953 people have listened to this broadcast. Our live callers, the stats are 8,998 live callers to date. The amount of people who have viewed the profile and checked in is 37,995 individuals, and this has taken place over the last 4 years. I'm telling you, God is doing some amazing things for us. He's doing some amazing things for the listeners. He's doing some amazing things for the speakers who have joined us, who have allowed the Holy Spirit to equip them and allow them to pour out into our lives, and we apply it to our life. And we have Minister Mosby on the line from New Home Family Worship Center, and she's under the Bishop Robert Charles Blake Jr., been a member since 1991. Come on now. Mother of five, grandmother of 16, deaconess, choir member, unofficial church photographer. Basically, whatever her spiritual mother asks of her, she do it. Favorite scripture is Isaiah 54:17. And I will always have because I can. And we would like to thank the minister on the line today. I'm praying many blessings into her life as we speak, as she pours out into your life. So go ahead, get in that quiet place. Allow the Spirit of the Lord to rest heavenly above you and within you and upon you today, and receive this word of the Lord. Minister, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much.
Amazing. You have the mic.
Thank you. It's just an honor. This is my first time. We run away from things, but you know what? I can't run no more. I have to do what God has ordained me to do. So before we start, I just want everybody to bow your head. If you're driving, don't. Just listen to the prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come to you glorifying your presence in our lives. Thank you for finding favor amongst us to carry out your will. Thank you for this prayer time. Thank you for Pastor Adrian Bernard of New Destiny Ministry as we celebrate her fourth year anniversary. And for every vessel that has stood with her and behind her and everyone, I just want to thank God for lifting up my bishop, Robert Charles Blaze Jr., of New Home Family Worship Center, and everyone that is connected to him. Now, my Lord, I ask you to increase so Darlene may decrease, for you to use your vessel to share a word that may bring peace, confirmation, and most of all, understanding to our lives. When it's all said and done, you get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And we ask these things in your darling son, Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Amen. Today I want to talk with you about our life as a blueprint. The first thing I want to do is define what the blueprint means. It's as in serving as a model, providing guidance, especially a detailed plan with purpose for doing or achieving something. Now, we all know that in the beginning, Adam and Eve was part of the original blueprint that God set up for for mankind. But we know God had to go back to the drawing board because their failure to follow the path that he had set before them. Why? Because their servant told them about a shortcut. But how many of us know that sometimes shortcuts can result in a shortcut of our lives? We must understand that we must follow the role God made for us. And if we think about it this way, let's think about the Wizard of Oz. Dorothy had to get to the wizard in order for her to get back home. But in order to get to him, she had to stay on that yellow brick road. And every time she detoured, which happened, she ran into obstacles. That's because she didn't follow the blueprint, whereas in her case, the yellow brick road. Someone may ask, if God designed a blueprint for all of us, should we be walking around like robots? And to this I say no. Each blueprint is custom made with the same purpose, but different lanes. We did not accept him as our Lord and Savior at the same time. So we will arrive at different times. Now, God has guidelines, and I only want to touch upon six of them as to how we should pray, talk, walk, hear, watch, and, of course, obedience. In Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13, it says, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We have gotten off the path of prayer. And some only come when it's a 911 situation. But if we follow the blueprint, God said we must pray without ceasing. That does not mean I prayed this morning, or Sunday coming, I'm going to pray again. I got to go to church Thursday night. Pray. We up in the church house and confessing that we love God, but we didn't pray. That means you're off your course. Now I want to talk to you now about talk. In Jeremiah, 1st chapter, 6 through 9, alas, servant Lord, I say, I do not know how to speak. I am too young. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am too young. You must go everywhere I send you and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. The Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, I have put my word in your mouth. When I first was asked to speak, everything in me said no. Not because I didn't want to, because of fear. And how many of us know that fear is not a part of our vocabulary, not with God anyway? So I said, my Lord, I am your vessel. With so much you're going to do, but if you truly want, if you truly want to make God land, say, I'll never do that. So whenever God tells us to do something, we must just do it. We must pray, talk to him, and just go forward. Because he's never going to open up a door that he doesn't already have a role leading you out of. So how shall we walk? Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. How many times have you heard someone say, the Lord understand my weakness? Of course he understands. But that's not an excuse that we can walk our own way in order to fulfill the flesh. Yes, I'm going to deal with this, but asking for forgiveness first. My people, that do not work. Yes, we sin and fall short of God's glory every day. But when you purposely know that it is wrong, and you purposely feel as though in your mind that you can do this, but you're going to ask God to forgive you, and it's going to be done, remember, we're going to answer for coming off that path. God wants us to hear a certain way. Isaiah 55:3, and come to me. Listen that you may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love, promised to David. God wants us to listen and to know which path we are to stay on. We have to listen. Some people say that they don't never hear God talking to you, to them. But I'm still asking you, did you wake up with a song in your spirit that you just couldn't get out of, that it just kept playing over and over, and then your spirit man started singing it louder and louder? God was talking to you. You know, sometimes you have a dream, and you know that when you went to bed that this was not on my mind. Where did this come from? Well, my sisters and brothers, I want you to know it's God talking to you. So just listen, because he has a word for you, because he has a word for all of us. Watch Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. Have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority, because they keep watch over you as those who must give an account. Do this so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that will be of no benefit to you. How many times you heard a person say, well, I don't need to go to church. I pray at home. Because going to church, they're asking for this and that. But I'm going to ask you, who's watching over your soul while you're praying at home? We all need a shepherd. God has ordained certain men and women of God as shepherds, and we're of the flock. So what happens when you die, and then somebody has to go and tell that pastor some things about you, because he don't know you? That's why many times now people are opting out not to come into the church when it's time for burial. You have to go somewhere else, because you now the pastor don't know what to say about you, because they don't know you. Obedience. Deuteronomy 5:33. Walk in obedience to all that the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live and prosper and prolong your days in the land that you will possess. Think about it. When our children fail the guidelines we have set before them, what happens? We punish them, we chastise them, we prevent them from participating in things that you know gives them much joy. So what's the difference between them and us? Yes, we're still children also, because we're God's children. Our children are our children. They are on loan from us, from God. So if our children are not watching, hearing, seeing how we are not, how we being disobedient to God, what do you expect? They say the apple don't fall far from the tree. But ladies and gentlemen, we have a time to get it right. Seek God. Ask him for understanding. Ask him for clarity. Go to your shepherd. Ask him. I promise you, you'll get the answer. God will use that man or woman of God, and he will bring clarity unto our lives. But remember, everything we do, God understands, but we have to understand one thing. We must stay on the blueprint. We must stay on the path of righteousness. We cannot do it our way. It does not work. How many times that you know you were supposed to study for an exam, and you didn't, and you failed it. And then you say, I don't understand. Yes, you understand because you didn't do what you're supposed to do. God got each and every one of us here to be a servant. As you heard the woman of God in my bio, she said that I do whatever my spiritual mother asked me to do. I have always been that way. She said to me, darling, everything I ask you to do, you do it. And I said, yes, ma'am, because I'm supposed to. Because I'm following the blueprint that God has set out for my life. Don't get it wrong that I'm walking a perfect life. I'm not, and none of us are. But each day that I wake up, I strive to do the best of my ability. Because God knows, I tell him all the time, I can't do this alone. I need your help. And there's things that we're going to come across every day. But if you acknowledge God, he will open up that door where there is none. Where people shut windows, he'll make a new one. So don't nobody can hold us. Ain't nobody can hold us down but us. Not the enemy. Because remember, God said, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is God. So guess what? When that enemy raises up, all you have to do is put that word of God against him. You don't have to fight because the battle is already won. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in on this radio broadcast. And Pastor Bernard Aston, I lift her up. Thank God for her. Thank you for pushing me forward. I thank God for the support system that I have, some knowing and some unknowing. But I am grateful to God. Heavenly Father, I come to you right now, Lord God, thanking you. Thanking you once again for this opportunity, Father God, to walk in obedience of your will, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, for my shepherd. I thank you, Lord, for every man and woman of God that you have placed before me. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. That was an amazing word that we just received. Life as a blueprint. And I love how she broke that down and compared it, you know, to that yellow brick road. And it just made everything, I could just see it clearly how, you know, times where I've been on that, the right road, and I strayed off, and obstacles of every kind came my way. And I just felt that God was speaking to me. I know the other callers on the line today know that God was speaking to them, too. She gave us some scriptures to really meditate on, coming from Jeremiah 1:8-9. you know, and we received that mandate to go, to do, to say, you know, and not have fear. And that's so important right now. A lot of people are allowing, you know, fear to stop them from doing what they're called to do. You know, we the minister also brought some light in Isaiah 55:3. You know, in that everlasting covenant. Oh my God is moving. He is living. He is real. He's speaking to us. You know, broke down that about leaders and authority in Hebrews 13:17 today. Be sure to meditate on these scriptures given. And we cannot forget obedience. You know, Deuteronomy 5:33. Minister, I'm so grateful that you're on the line. And I'm going to open up the lines to all the other callers where they're able to share what blessed them today. They're also able to, you know, give prayer requests if they have them. We'll pray for them. And caller, I'm unmuting your line right now. Your last digits is 6131. Are you there, caller?
Yes, I'm sorry. I am here. Hey, Minister Daryl, and this is Pastor Adrian Connor, and I saw it on the website that you were going to be on the line, and I just want to say that the word is very encouraging and very inspiring because we do have to stay on that path, amen, and I just want to encourage you to keep on keeping on in the things of God, amen?
Amen.
Great.
God, thank you so much.
Thank you, God. Glory. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and go to the next caller. And caller, your last four digits are 8953. Caller, are you there?
Hi.
Hi.
Do you have any
Hello?
Prayer requests? Do you have any prayer requests today? Or
no,
like
ma'am. I'm just listening.
Okay.
No, ma'am. I'm
and bless
just
you,
okay? listening. Thank you.
That sounds like my daughter.
Is this the daughter on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Blessings to you. We're speaking blessings into your life, calling in, supporting your mommy. Like she said, you know, apples don't fall too far from the tree. You know, and I'm just praying many blessings into your life, and thank you for calling today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gigi.
Okay, we're going to open up the next line, 4668. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. This is Mother Charity. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Mother.
I enjoyed those words. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. If we stay on that blue path, praise the Lord, how the Lord will lead us. And he'll guide us, hallelujah, all the way. Praise the Lord. I just thank her, amen. It's very encouraging, like the sister said. Praise God. And you all continue to pray for us, and we'll be doing likewise. God bless you.
Thank you, Mother Charity.
God bless you. God bless you. And I'm just really excited for what the Lord is doing within this ministry and Blog Talk Radio. Right now we are, you know, celebrating 4 years, that shows a lot to me. It shows dedication. You know, it shows commitment. It shows good stewardship. And even when I read those stats, you know, of how many callers have called in over these last 4 years, 79,953. And it's amazing to me because we do have that mandate to go out and to preach and to baptize and to really share that word, to share that love with all others. We have callers listening on by the radio right now. You know, sometimes we would really love to hear from you. You can call live if you want to. And I'm just praying for you all listening on the radio land. And I really hope that you received everything that the Lord has said today. I know I received it. I know I got a lot of work to do. I know my spirit was convicted. But where conviction comes, so does elevation, because we're able to apply and do and overcome. So I'm really happy about that. I love, 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 love Pastor Adrienne Bernard. You know, she's celebrating this right now, 4 years.
And she's been a blessing to my life the last 3 years, you know, that I've been actively pursuing Christ. She has been she's been the heartbeat to me right now. You know, times where I felt weak, times where I felt alone, I'll get a text called the blog show. You know, she sends out these amazing reminders, and she literally follows the spirit, because every speaker has been on this line is truly God-led, and I could just feel the Holy Spirit presence upon them when they share. So we are thanking everyone who's poured into this ministry, be it, you know, prayer, be it a seed of love, be it just speaking, or be it just calling in and receiving what God has for you. You know, and I'm just excited for Minister Mosby, because I know because she delivered that God, that word of God in obedience, God is going to just bless her. You know, she answered that call, and she showed up and was on time and ready to deliver. And once again, I just want to let all the callers know that this is a time of reflection. And what we do on this line, we want to encourage, we want to enhance, we want to enrich, enlighten, and empower every listener who trusts God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, to pursue their God-given destiny without an apology. And that vision that Pastor Adrian Bernard has is big, and it is reaching many. And so I'm thankful for her. I'm thankful for all of the callers on the line today. And I'm just going to close us out in prayer, and we're going to get to worshiping, you know, the Lord, and close it out as we always do in praise. We started off with praise, and we ended the same way. So, Father God, we come to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. There's power in that name of Jesus, Lord God. Praying for every caller on the line, Lord God, live, the callers listening by web, the callers listening by the radio. Lord God, touch them where they are right now. Let them feel the presence, your warmth, your love filling their body right now, Lord God, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, because it's power when we decree and declare the name of Jesus as we're doing right now, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God. You know their needs. You know their wants. You know their desire, Lord God. And we're praying that you reveal their purpose to them on this day, Lord God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, let us remember the words that were given to us, Lord God, from Jeremiah 1, 8, 9, Lord God, from Isaiah 55, 3, Lord God, from Hebrews 13, 17, Lord God, and not forgetting Deuteronomy 5, 33, Lord God, allow us to apply that into our life. Allow us to embed that scripture across our heart, Lord God, and allow us to run and do and go and say what you have called us to say, Lord God. We don't want to be replaced. We want to be good stewards, Lord God, loving on people, Lord God. Oh, in this Christmas season, Lord God, where families are more concerned about the giving, Lord God, and taking, Lord God. But let them remember that Jesus is the reason for the season, each and every day of their lives, not to be discouraged from what they don't have, but look around and count their blessings, Lord God, because you woke us up this morning and you gave us life in our body, and that's enough to have full days worth of joy for, Lord God. So we're praying for the homeless, the sick, the shut-in. Lord God, we're praying for the widow. Oh, Father God, oh, yes, Lord God, and we are praying, Lord God, for the orphans, Lord God, those without a mommy and daddy, Lord God. I was that orphan, but you brought my mother back, Lord God, and you have blessed me with many spiritual parents. Oh, God, and I thank you right now, Lord God. I love you for what you're doing now in the present and in the future, Lord God. And we thank you for this day, Lord God. And we just fill this prayer with the high praise. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. And let's give God a worship right now. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Because you are a gift, you praise.
God bless you all. God bless you all. And I'm just thankful for you all, praying for you all continually. Blessings to Pastor Adrian Bernard, and we are celebrating you 4 years standing strong. God bless everyone. Have a beautiful day.